This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
11 o'clock in the beautiful city of Richmond, Virginia. Michael Phillips here, MP on the mic, driving you around on a football Monday. Virginia Tech falls to Rutgers. What does it mean? We will dive into that. UVA smashes Coastal Carolina, Ravens style, just run all over them. What does it mean? We'll get into it. Commanders Bengals tonight. You may have heard on this radio station somebody call it an unwinnable game. That was me. We'll get you ready for it. What could the Commanders do tonight to have you feeling good afterward, aside from winning the football game? Because I do think you saw it yesterday. 0-2 teams come to play in game number 3. That's the Cincinnati Bengals at home tonight with Joe Burrow, with Ja'Marr Chase. With that, Commanders down a pass rusher. That's Cleveland Farrell. He'll miss tonight's game. It all adds up to what could be a long night or could be a breakout party for Dan Quinn, Joe Witt, and this defense. That's why they play the games. We'll be watching. We'll be listening right here on The Fan. Where to start? I think you start with the team that scored 70 points in a game of American football. Lots of teams go down to Chapel Hill and score 70. They play basketball. 70 for the Dukes down in Chapel Hill yesterday, or on Saturday. An incredible achievement for them. All of a sudden, everything's brand new for the Dukes. A little early for college football playoff rankings. Playoffs? I think we're talking playoffs for the James Madison Dukes. We're talking about a redemption story for Alonzo Barnett. He is the quarterback of the Dukes. He beat out Dylan Morris, the transfer from Washington, in the preseason. Got booed off the field at halftime in his own stadium 2 weeks ago because the offense was stagnant. Bob Chesney, the coach, said, "We weren't having fun. We weren't flinging it around. We knew he could." They come back from the bye. They get down to UNC. They're flinging the ball around. Here's Alonzo Barnett after the game. JMU's got an identity, folks. Look out.
It was really about getting our face back. You know, we know who we are and, you know, our identity offensively, defensively, special teams. And, you know, we knew the first two games wasn't us. And so we really wanted to come out here and show, you know, what our brand of football was on the offensive side of the ball. You know, I think we showed it on all three facets.
I think they did as well. JMU, 11 points in this week's AP Top 25 poll. They're not in the top 25 yet, but they're knocking on the door. Look at who's eligible for this Group of Five playoff spot. It's nobody in the top 25 right now. Boise State is eligible for it. Washington State is eligible for it. because remember, they're not in a Power Four conference right now. UNLV is eligible for it. They're making some noise. And then right after that, James Madison, Liberty, 4 ratings points on the board. We're done giving Liberty the playoff spot. It didn't go super well last time. Congrats to them on going on another win, though. They beat Campbell 41-24. Oh, I'm reading it backwards. They beat East Carolina 35-24. A nice win for them. They've got App State later this on Saturday. That'll be a fun one, Liberty at App State. If they beat App State, I'm prepared to start talking about Liberty football. Until then, still got that taste of the Fiesta Bowl in my mouth. They'll need to beat App State to be a contender. JMU, though, Sun Belt's the best conference in the group of five. I'm not counting the Pac-2, Washington State, Oregon State, whatever that is. I'm not sure how we account for that. If Washington State gets it, though, that's a little bit weak sauce, right? Like, hey, we've reserved one spot for small colleges. And Washington State, you got stuck without a chair and musical chairs, so why don't you sit down in it? Like, well, no, that wasn't the point of it. Like, at the grocery store, they got, like, the parking spot for parents with young kids. And, like, the six-year-old gets out. You're like, well, I guess that's technically true. That the spot's not for you. You're not supposed to be parking there. That's not your spot. That's the Duke spot. JMU. Alonzo Barnett, I mean, validating what Bob Chesney did. It's a full rewrite of what this team's capable of, what they're doing. And for Alonzo Barnett, too, who was going to face heat if he didn't get the job done. 70 points, by the way. He did get the job done. Particularly redemptive because he's a North Carolina guy. He's got family who played for the Tar Heels who were there. And he talked about how meaningful that was, right? You try to get recruited by the state school. They say they don't want you. You come in wearing a purple and gold and take care of business. Got to feel pretty good.
You know, it's nice. You know, it's crazy how things work out. You know, I don't think that was an accident. That's not something that you can just, you know, you just fall into it. That was purpose and, you know, destined. And, you know, whatever I have to do to get a win for this team, I'll do it.
There's a lot of your family here today.
Yeah. My uncle and both of my uncles. I still had another one back in Jacksonville, but they had a half and half jersey. He actually played under Mac Brown, so, you know, his 9 and my 1 that actually made his college number 91. And then, you know, my aunt, she had a half and half as well. She had my 1 and, you know, his 1 and then the 4, second number that made 14. So
the half and half jersey, half James Madison, half North Carolina. Accounted for 120 points at a football game. You don't see that every day. They'll pay the over if you bet the over on JMU North Carolina. It was such a bad loss for North Carolina. They got so trounced. There were reports Mac Brown was going to retire after the game. He's not going to retire midseason, folks. Come on now. That's not how this works at all. But it's a bad, embarrassing loss. They're in the Virginia Tech camp, right? Of their goals are still in front of them. UNC, you lose outside the ACC, it doesn't count for making the ACC title game. Now we're 4 weeks into college football. I'm gonna declare you've got two obvious favorites go for the ACC title game. It's Miami and it's Clemson. Clemson, by the way, just pushing around NC State. My takeaway from Clemson's first 4 weeks: maybe you don't want to join the SEC. You pushing around ACC teams, you getting your butt kicked by an SEC team, maybe where you are is all right. Maybe stick with that for a minute and take the ACC's playoff spot, and comes with a bye. Just saying, stick in the ACC, beat Miami, get the bye. Not the worst thing in the world. A little unsolicited advice to the Clemson Tigers, something for them to keep tabs on as they try to get out. Virginia Tech, though, look, everything they want still in front of them. And there were nice moments. Let's play a little Bashal Tootin because he got him back in the game. Here's the first of his 2 touchdown runs.
Ball is on the 14-yard line, right hash. Hokies have trips to the left, send a receiver in motion that way, and hand it off to Tootin. Sprints around the left side, and the 10 to the 5, and he will score!
So that's the highlight of, like, hey, he scored, that's nice, he's Dak Prescott, he padded the stats. They're not actually a chance to win, though. Then he did it again, all right, and ears are perking up now.
And the Hokies have first down and goal to go with 4:50 to go and a turning clock. Wide side of the field is to the left. Green is the only man there. Basial Tootin off the left hip of Kyron Drones. Snap comes back. Handoff goes to Tootin. Up the middle he goes. Touchdown, Tech. The third touchdown of the game for Tootin. And improbably and remarkably, the Hokies are a two-point conversion away from tying the game.
They got it. Tie game, 23-23. A game they had no business winning. They're tied at the fourth quarter with a few minutes left to go. Rutgers then goes for 50 yards on their first play from scrimmage the other way. It was the fair result. If the Hokies had won, I wouldn't have been mad about it, but you would have been like, the team that got worked for most of the game somehow snuck out of there with a win. Gave them the old rope-a-dope, got them tired, shoved Basial Tootin down their throats. Rutgers got the field goal. Tech had a chance. Here's your deciding play of the game.
From the 30-yard line of Virginia Tech, wide side of the field is to the right. Drones, a quick throw. Batted down and intercepted, and Rutgers will win. The pass batted down at the line of scrimmage. Longerbean comes up with it. He batted into the air, and the Virginia native, Robert Longerbean from Williams High School in Alexandria, wins the game for Rutgers.
Remember the Titans, remember Robert Longerbeam, remember Rutgers. They are now two-time defending champs against Virginia Tech. The revenge tour comes to a very abrupt stop for the Hokies. Look, it's 23-23. It's late in the game. I know you don't want to run, but that's what's working, and you're trying to get it all at once. Felt like they went away from the thing that got them back in it. I don't know if there was enough time to run 70 yards, but I would have given my all to try to figure it out. Would have given an effort there to try to see if I could have got Tootin rolling for a fourth touchdown one more time. Here's what bothers me. The Beamer ball thing is fully dead. These guys haven't been that good on special teams for a decade now. But they've been really bad on special teams this year. Do you know how you guard a 58-yard field goal? You let the kicker kick the 58-yard field goal. They jump off sides on the 58-yard field goal. It is not a crisp operation. It's not starting fast, and conference play comes at you fast. I say all that not to say I'm throwing in the towel. It's a hopeless cause, right? Separate this out. Commanders tonight are a hopeless cause because they don't have enough talent in the secondary. You can't do anything with that. Right, you can scheme that up a little bit, steal some wins. Maybe they beat the Cowboys. Everybody feels good, jam it down their throats. But there's fundamentally not enough talent there to be competitive at the NFL level. That's the Commander. Virginia Tech, I just don't see that. I see a quarterback who's getting a little worn down in Kyron Drones. I see a really good running game. I see a defensive line that should be better than the sum of its parts. I saw a Vanderbilt quarterback puke all over the field, then come out and beat these guys. A lot of puke stories recently in football. I'm not sure if we're normalizing that or what's going on there. It was unsettling, though, to watch. Unsettling would be the word there. I see a team with enough talent. That's why I'm not throwing in the towel on the Hokies. They could give Miami a game. They could give Boston College a game. They could beat UVA. Not the way they're playing yesterday, because they're going to be down 20 at halftime against all three of those teams. That's the frustrating part. I think there is talent there, and I think the rest of this year you switch into evaluation mode. Do we have the right coaching staff? Do we have the right people in place? And you never want to hit that reset button, because it's a pain, and you gotta walk the fans through it for a couple of years. You gotta get everybody on the same page. Here's what we're doing. But that's what the rest of the year is about at Tech. There's time to fix it, but that clock is ticking rapidly. When we get back, to the NFL. Busy day of action yesterday. We'll hear from the who's talking at 5 tonight, Commanders Bengals at 8:15. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Drop that beat. It's a Monday morning. It's a football Monday, Victory Monday. If you're a Dukes fan, congrats to the Dukes putting up 70 on North Carolina. Victory Monday for UVA. We'll get to the Hoos. You can hear plenty about them tonight on Who's Talking. Special time, 5 o'clock for Who's Talking. We got to clear the decks because Washington Commanders pregame comes your way right after that. Leads up to kickoff at 8:15 this evening right here on The Fan. Football Monday, game day Monday. We'll break it all down for you, get you ready for kickoff. I know AWOD will have his keys to victory when he's live from Capitol Ale House, noon to 3. That's the home of Richmond's OG Burger Night. Here's my situation tonight. I've got a side gig. I edit a online news site called The Richmonder. I am moderating the school board candidate forum tonight, 6 to 8:30 p.m. Yeah, we're gonna get to the bottom of some stuff tonight. 6 to 8:30 p.m. So 8:30. You know, even somebody's mid answer is just tap the watch. Tap the watch. It's kickoff. We got to go.
Yeah, we're done here.
Yeah, we've learned enough. Thank you. Early voting started Friday. Do your civic duty.
Mm-hmm.
It was P. Diddy's Vote or Die. I think he's chosen the latter. I don't think you're allowed to vote from prison. We'll need a new spokesman for the campaign this year, for the Vote or Die campaign. Maybe a fresh wording on that. Oops.
Oops.
Oops. College football. All right. We talked about Tech and my frustrations with the coaching staff that doesn't start quickly and goes offsides on 58-yard field goals and things like that. Diego Pavia, you might remember him from week one, his role in Vanderbilt beats Virginia Tech in overtime. Another game the Hokies should have won on my board. I think that's the thing, right? UVA's 3-1, probably should be 2-2. On the board, expectations are everything. Tech 2-2 should be 4-0 on the board, and that's what's frustrating. Diego Pavia is having himself a season, folks. He scored for Vandy in overtime against Missouri. Play that clip.
Pavia under center. There's the snap. It's a play action. Pavia throws toward the end zone and is caught. Touchdown. Vanderbilt. Gabe Fisher holds it in. Play action. Works to perfection for the Doors in overtime number one here in Columbia.
And Mizzou ends up winning that 30-27. Pavia, though, he's going to be a lot to contend with in the SEC this year. I think he's a legit star. Always makes you feel better when the teams that beat you turn out to be good. Maybe UNC will get that if JMU ends up in the playoffs this year. You know my favorite storyline in college football right now. It's Arch Manning. First start as a college football player. This was an easy one, right? Little cupcake game for Texas right before we get into the heart of the SEC schedule. They're going to bring in Oklahoma in a couple weeks. They got Georgia after that. A lot of big games coming. First little tune-up against Louisiana Monroe. Taking care of business.
Out of the gun, has the snap, little shoulder waggle, throws for the end zone, wide open, Winko, caught, touchdown Texas, 17 yards, Arch Manning, nice little shoulder wiggle, and Winko wide open in the corner of the end zone.
I guess that left me with more questions than answers. Is it the wiggle or the waggle?
That's an important distinction.
Manning's got the wiggle, the waggle, he's got the speed as well. Look, Quinn Ewers is going to get healthy. Quinn Ewers is going to get to be the quarterback of this football team. It is possible that Texas has two of the five best quarterbacks in America on the same team. And I'm fascinated by that, and we'll see if Quinn Ewers gets back for the Georgia game. If not, we're going to get Arch Manning against Georgia, which would just be off the charts insane. The hype will be pretty big on that one, as they say. I think you got to throw the Tennessee kid in there, Nico Iamaleava. He's played really well. Look, we're going to Miami on Friday. Tech Miami will be doing the show live from South Beach Friday morning. As you know, I'm enormously excited about that. One of the great college football traditions is declaring Miami back prematurely. The other great college football tradition is declaring Nebraska back prematurely, and they played Illinois on Friday on national TV. Nebraska, top 25 team. Illinois, top 25 team. They canceled classes for the day at Nebraska to get everybody good and lathered up for this one. This is it. Nebraska's back, And uh-oh, let's go to overtime.
They're at the Illinois 44. They need the Illinois 15. This is the ball game. 31-24 Illinois. They're coming
unblocked.
On the blitz.
Unblocked.
And they've got
yes,
him.
Sir.
They sack him. And the game is over. The game is over. Victory, Illinois. And they have stunned the Nebraska crowd here in Lincoln on their 400th straight sellout. And the Illini coaches are celebrating on the other side of the glass in the booth. Victory, Illinois. What a ball game. What a victory. 31-24 in overtime. And what a stand by Aaron Henry's defense.
Oh, no. The open laughing at him on the air. Oh.
No.
That's a tough way to lose right there. That's just hit him with the on-air laughter. Nebraska, still not back. Maybe back eventually. Miami? Maybe back a little bit. We'll find out down at Virginia Tech this Friday. Special treat for those shows. We're going to be down in Miami Thursday and Friday. On both shows, we're going to give out tickets to Metallica at Lane Stadium. We're going to do it. This is pretty cool. Metallica's playing Lane Stadium. Obviously, everybody's fired up about that. We're fired up about being down at a big game, Tech Miami. And we're going to give away Metallica tickets. We're going to get you ready for the game. Should be an absolutely phenomenal day of radio here on The Fan. That's all day Friday as we get you ready for Tech kickoff. Of course, today, got a little football game as well. While we're doing calls here, look, Deion's crew won. We laugh at Deion's crew when they lose. You tip the hat, though, when they win, because they did, and I think Baylor's legit. This was the bounce back Deion and his crew needed.
Boundary side right, they got two wide receivers, nothing left. Hand off, Richardson again, and he fumbled the football into the end zone, and Colorado tried to pick it up and lost on the back of the end zone.
No, you know, I think they're going to give him ground cause to fumble.
The Buffs are celebrating as if it's over. The officials are trying to figure out.
Ruling on the field is a fumble. They went outside, out of the back of the end zone. The previous play's on the further review.
They're going to take a look at this one. This is undeniable at this point. Here comes Luke Richardson with a final call.
After further review, the ruling on the field stands. The ball game's over.
Buff Nation, go out of your mind. What a homecoming win on a rainy night here in Boulder. It's over in one overtime, 38-31, and Travis Hunter has done it again. I'll say it again. Give that man the Heisman. Holy cow, is he an impactful player.
I was wondering what happened to the Nitro Cross guy announcer. Good to know he's doing Deion's games now. Look, big win for Deion. Their goals are all in front of them, too. It's at week four reset. We go into conference play. Whatever you did in the non-conference, you're 0-0 in conference. Not you, Florida State. You're 0-3. Everybody else, though, everything you want is still in front of you. And for Deion and his crew, that's the case as well. We'll be watching as they do each week. They draw a lot of attention. We'll get you ready for Commanders-Bengals. It's a game day on The Fan. We'll do that when we get back. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.
Let's go, Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Good morning, MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Commanders football tonight, 8:15 p.m. kickoff. We'll be well into Jaguars Bills by that point. Monday Night Football doubleheader. Because of that, who's talking tonight? You're going to want to listen to Who's Talking Tonight, coming off a big win at Coastal. Who's talking tonight at 5 o'clock? You'll get a little less Grant and Danny. I'm going to check in with Danny and let him know that because we're squeezing Grant and Danny here, he needs to be extra good in the 3 to 5 block. I think he'll understand. They'll be talking to DC from 5 to 6. He can say whatever he wants, but he needs to be on. He needs to be good. Mitch Hedberg, famous comedian, he goes, a guy ran into me at the airport and he said, I saw you on Letterman last night, but he didn't say if I was good or not. So I waited a minute and then I turned around. I said, hey, you're the guy I saw at the airport today and you were good. That's my guy, Mitch Hedberg. Tragically died young, the night before his show in Richmond. Was supposed to be at the Funny Bone.
Oh.
And never made it to Richmond, yeah. That's Mitch Hedberg. This is Football Monday. We'll dive into the high school world here in the next segment, about 10 minutes away. Some fascinating results this weekend on the gridiron. Highland Springs gets back on track, win number 199 for their coach as we keep tabs on that. But if we're talking about state football players making an impact this weekend, it starts with Malik Willis. He's the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. He is now 2-0 in the NFL. And by the way, this one's extra special because Tennessee was the team that drafted him, then let him go off to Green Bay. Packers Titans yesterday. Here we go.
Jacobs to his right, Reed in motion to the right side, and faking the handoff, Willis on a bootleg to the right side, makes the turn to the end zone, he's in for the touchdown! Malik Willis on a 5-yard touchdown scamper around the right end, and the Packers strike first.
When I say 10 o'clock, good players don't necessarily win games, good organizations do. The Packers are a good organization, and they are 2-1, getting the absolute most out of Malik Willis, letting him ease into the game plan, right? The numbers aren't overwhelming, but they're good enough to get the job done, 17 first quarter points. Good organizations don't win games. Good football teams do. Guess we should talk about the Minnesota Vikings next. They're 3-0. Hey, Carolina fans, how you feel about Sam Darnold being the hottest thing in football right now?
Third and goal from the 2, 3 receivers left, 1 right. Darnold, shotgun, fires to the center of the end zone, and it is caught. Touchdown, Johnny Munch! And the Minnesota Vikings have taken a 37 lead.
30-7, 34-7 over the Texans. Very, very impressive. Sam Darnold, right? How you feel about Sam Darnold dominating Jets fans? That's the difference a good coach, a good organization can make. Vikings 3-0, Packers 2-1, both coached by former Washington Redskins assistants. The story is old as time. They get good, and they get out of town.
They run away.
And now they're at the top of the NFC North. I have Sam Darnold on my fantasy football team playing Hazel this week. Not in the lineup.
Unfortunately for you.
31-pointer for Sam Darnold. That would have been enough to beat you, I think. Instead, I went with Anthony Richardson. 4 entire points. You can't win when your quarterback scores 4 points.
That's rough.
So we had set the stage. Obviously, this has been a very talked about fantasy league this season. Certainly a lot of buzz around it. But this matchup in particular between Michael Phillips' crazy team and Party Foul, F-O-W-L. I didn't name the team. I just haven't gone in and renamed the team.
That's your automatic name?
That was the default name I was given, was Michael Phillips' crazy team with a picture of a unicorn as my logo.
I wondered.
It's kind of perfect. I see no need to change it.
Why would you?
We're a bunch of losers is what we are. So you're down 12. I'm done. I'm done scoring.
Mm-hmm.
You're down 12. You'll need 12 points out of a combination of Joe Burrow and Terry McLaurin tonight.
Yep, crossing my fingers.
I'll say this. If that somehow doesn't happen, it's going to be a heck of a program tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it'll have nothing to do with our fantasy matchup. Hey, did you see Monday Night Football? 3-0. Woo, boy. How about Austin Seibert?
Woo.
Field goals. And the Bengals, I guess, just decided to stop playing offense at some point. Or Joe Burrow got food poisoning this morning and then coughed on Terry McLaurin before the game. I'm not sure what exact set of circumstances would lead us there.
But you're saying there's a chance.
You're saying there's a chance. Big ups, eh? So you're saying there's a chance. Here's the problem. It's the All Odyssey League. Odyssey is our radio network. We have a lot of stations that are not sports stations. So this is primarily not sports people in this league. We've got hip-hop, country. We've got salespeople. So we're expected as the sports team to be, to keep a certain caliber of production going on here. 0-2, I'm going to fall to 0-3. Both the other 0-2 teams won this week. I will be the only team in the entire Odyssey Fantasy Football League without a win. Now, this is particularly rich when you consider the preseason storyline, which was MP is cooking the books.
And uh-huh. We were called to court for this, Mr. 0-3.
I was told that I had an unstoppable juggernaut of a team, and it was unfair.
You were sabotaging me.
It's unfair how good MP is. 0-3, nobody knows anything.
Behind.
Look, there's only one thing that make me feel better. Dallas Cowboys highlights. Let's play them. Derrick Henry, King Henry, running all over the star in Dallas.
Charlie Kohler, the tight end to the right. Isaiah Likely, the tight end to the left. He gives to Derrick Henry, running right up the middle. He's got a hole. He's to the 15. Henry to the 10. The 5. Touchdown, Ravens! The train is rolling, and the King scores again!
28-6 at that time. The Cowboys actually made a bit of a game out of it, kind of. Dak padded the stats in the fourth. 28-25, your final. Cowboys put up 19 unanswered in the fourth quarter. Lamar with the beautiful fake to seal the victory. That's anytime they do the fake and we're all like, ooh, like that's when you're doing it right. Because normally you'd be like, okay, that was the fake. Let's see who has it. I was 100% sure he had handed it off. And then there he is, other side of the first down marker. Game over. Ravens win. They are out of the 0-2. They're 1-2. Cowboys are 1-2. It's the NFL. Nobody knows anything. For comeback wins, though, you got to go to L.A. Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan, they've matched wits a number of times since they were on the staff of the Washington Redskins. But the Rams with a dramatic fourth quarter comeback to get their first win of the season.
From the right hash in a 24-24 ball game. Final 5 seconds of regulation. Cardi from 37 to win it. the rookie with the right foot, kick off away, and it's a Cardi party at SoFi Stadium. 27-24. Their first lead of the game with 2 seconds left. Joshua Cardi drills the game winner.
I'll allow it. It's a Cardi party. Congrats to the Rams getting on the board and demoralizing the Niners. If the Niners had lost to the Rams, they're 1-2. They got injuries. They'll be all right. The Niners lose to the Rams like that. That's when you put the team on alert. Is that going to linger? Is that going to seep in? That's a tough game to lose. NFC West standings, by the way, Arizona's 1-2. Rams are 1-2. 49ers are 1-2. Seattle Seahawks, 3-0, running the division right now. New coach, Geno Smith's back for another round. Very strong start for them. Let's go a touch late here so we can play the Chiefs clip. Wrap it all up with our highlights from yesterday. Dodge several bullets, slash Kirk Cousins trying to finish it, couldn't finish it. Chiefs up 5. Falcons hanging on despite a depleted offensive line. They gave it to Bijan Robinson. Here's your game.
Fourth down and a yard to go. Long count. They give it off. Bijan Robinson hit in the backfield. He goes down. Kansas City holds on downs again. Nick Bolton scrapes to the outside and makes the hit.
That's a 22-17 win. The Chiefs are 3-0, despite not being good this season. I don't know how to explain that other than that feels dangerous going forward. The Ravens 1-2, the Cowboys 1-2. You get the right, despite not being good, they'll put it together. They'll make some noise. The Chiefs not great so far this season, and 3-0, and we haven't heard from Travis Kelce at all in 3 weeks. That's dangerous. Going to play the Chargers next week. Justin Herbert may be out. Got the Saints after that. Things are breaking the Chiefs' way. We'll be right back after this. We'll wrap up the hour. We'll talk high school football. We'll get back to the Virginia Tech Hokies at 11.
That's
this is 9:10. The fan.
Right,
we got 20 seconds of Cardi B without costing us our FCC license. It's a Cardi party. Cardi party in Los Angeles. Cardi party in Richmond, Virginia. So some Cardi B with the Cardi party. I get it. That tracks. Somebody at JMU put up the 70 on UNC as one of the internet headlines. Chapel Groan. Get it?
Ooh.
Get it?
Mm-hmm.
Get it?
Mm-hmm.
Get it?
Ha ha.
JMU was HOTTOGO. Put up 70 on the Tar Heels. Yeah. We're cool. That's how we prove our coolness, by dropping pop culture references. It's MP on the mic. It's a Monday morning. It's a football Monday. And it's a Commanders game day. You'll hear them tonight right here on The Fan. We'll get you ready for that all day. Of course, we are your home for high school football on Friday nights. And we had what I would say is our first upset of the season on the Friday night spotlight game, Friday night. Thomas Dale coming in, number 2 in the polls. Glenn Allen looking to represent for the north side. Glenn Allen up 21-3. Gary Hess, Coach Chris on the call, noting you can just sit on it. 21-3 win. Let's get out of here with the dub and move on, or not.
You know, work the play clock. You might be able to run the clock out and not score another touchdown. But, or you could just do that. Dallas Javis, 2-yard touchdown run. And the Jags put the final nail in. And
Jaguars 28, Knights 3. Glenn Allen, first of a wild weekend of results there in high school football across the board. Now, here's the one I want to talk about. This isn't the one I want to talk about. Deep Run, first home win in a few years. They beat Meadowbrook 27-9. Congrats to the Wildcats. The one I want to talk about is Highland Springs lost to Maury a couple weeks ago. And you might remember they dropped in the polls as a result of that. Dinwiddie went out there to Maury last week, and I thought this will be interesting because I think Dinwiddie is really, really good. And they're going to go test themselves against Maury down in the 757. Final score on that one, Maury 47, Dinwiddie 7. I still think Dinwiddie is really, really good. I still think Highland Springs is really, really good. I now think Maury is better than both of them, as evidenced by the trouncing Maury has provided to our finest over the last 2 weeks. Not a great 2-week stretch for the old 804-757 rivalry. If you're on this end of things, if you're on the other side of the tunnel, it's been pretty good. I think maybe that calls for a reevaluation of the Springers. Springers beat Douglas Freeman 50-14. They're back on track. It's certainly, you'll remember these things come state playoff time, because right now the 757 has our number. You never know. Things change over the course of a season. Verina hosting Forest Park. They won 34-11. I think our chips are on the Verina marker right now as we keep an eye on who can break through, who can represent the 804. Because Highland Springs couldn't get it done. Dinwiddie couldn't get it done. There's some good football being played at Maury right now is your takeaway there. Mechanicsville over John Marshall, 28-14. Deep run, as I mentioned, first home win in a few years. TJ taking care of business against IC Norcom. A lot of out-of-region games, a lot of bus trips, a lot of travel up and down 95. I was up and down 95. I took my youngest to, it was a concert doubleheader Saturday. We went to the National Symphony Orchestra because we are cultured, yes. And we went to HF Festival because we are not cultured. It was a twofer down there.
Very nice. Had fun at both.
Had fun at both. Got the ice cream and the helmet.
Oh, nice.
HF Festival. I'll tread lightly because that's the junkies thing, right? Yeah. Great acts. Great lineup. Great bands. The sound there at Nationals Park, not good. And Jimmy World, the lead singer, was like complaining about it on stage.
Oh.
And that's when you know, like, it's not just a little bit bad, it's a lot bad. HF Festival, back in the day, I'm old, back in the day, two stages, music all the time. Music on one stage, music on another stage, pick your stage. Just one stage, they stopped between bands, had like a 20-minute intermission between every band, reset. That's not a festival, that's a concert.
Yes.
Thus ends my opinions on the matter. They didn't sell it out. It was that's a lot of complaining for a day of really good bands on a beautiful day. It was great to be outside. The details, you know, it's like, you know, it's like they'd had a 20-year layoff and we're trying to put one of these on again. That's all right. Maybe they'll get back on the horse next year. Maybe we attended the last HF Festival ever. I don't know. I think concerts are the thing right now, or festivals are the thing right now. Like, we had Iron Blossom over the weekend here. I think the kids want festivals. I think the artists want festivals. I think there's a lot of money in festivals. What was Iron Blossom, like $180 a day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a lot of money in that. You get $180 a person, put 15,000 people there, you can get big acts, put them all together. I think I like concerts instead of festival. I'm a concerts guy. I want to see one band, one stage, one night, $20. That's it. I'm not a six in a row kind of guy. That's what I've learned. We got to dive into Virginia Tech, folks. We've got to do it. It was a brutal loss to Rutgers. We'll take your calls. We'll get you ready for Commanders Bengals. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.